U, of Oregon president says he will defy executive order on critical race theory. By Tom Cicada on October 19, 2020. University of Oregon President Michael H. Schill announced on Friday that the university will not comply with President Donald Trump's executive order on critical race theory. In a recent communication to the university communist, Schill wrote, "I am writing to let you know, unequivocally, that the recent executive order that seeks to ban federal contractors from discussing certain concepts during diversity training will not deter us from this important work." According to a press release, the University of Oregon will defy an executive order from the president that places restrictions on diversity training by federal contractors. Now, federal institutions around the nation have been forced to decide whether or not they will comply with the order. Breitbart News reported in September that President Trump had signed an executive order which stated that federal contractors would not be able to promote critical race theory during diversity workshops. Critical race theory, which was developed by law school professors in the 1980s, argues that Americans should completely reevaluate every aspect of society in an attempt to uncover which portions of it have been tainted by bigotry. In a statement released on Friday, University of Oregon President Michael H. Schill said that the executive order will not impact the school's willingness to discuss critical race theory on campus. "The University of Oregon is deeply committed to creating a culture that values diversity, equity, and inclusion, and to fostering a campus environment that is welcoming to all. I'm writing to let you know, unequivocally, that the recent executive order that seeks to ban federal contractors from discussing certain concepts during diversity training will not deter us from this important work." The Office of General Counsel and the Division of Equity and Inclusion are assessing the potential impact of the executive order on the university as well as exploring a variety of actions in response. In the meantime, the UO will continue to exercise our rights under the First Amendment and the protections of academic freedom to offer relevant education about equity and inclusion in the classroom, trainings, workshops, and other activities. Breitbart News reported last week that the Mathematical Association of America had argued that Americans should use critical race theory to correct the human biases in mathematics. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.